Parshas Tazri and Metzora relate to the great punishment of Tzaras, which is inflicted upon the gossip monger, the one who speaks Lashon Hara. And this is an age-old challenge, a difficulty, a test for anybody who, any human being who lives in society. What a difficult test to control one's mouth and to control one's lips and tongue and words. I once heard from Rabbi Melech Biderman, Shlita. He quoted somebody who applied the beginning, the verse at the beginning of Shir HaShirim, Yishakeni Menashikas Pihu, where, so to speak, God and the Jewish people say to each other, give me a kiss, right? Give me a kiss. And he quoted some Hasidic interpretation that if you want to kiss God, do so with your lips. How do you do so with your lips? If today you cannot physically kiss God, you can kiss God by puckering your lips, right? Sealing your lips, closing your lips, just as you would a kiss. You can do that by controlling your tongue and your mouth and your words, and that will that's an expression of a closeness to God, that you're able to follow His will and close your mouth, even though you have something that is very powerful and important, and to say that wells up inside of you when you are when you want to gossip or say something nasty about someone or to someone. So that's a type of a kiss. Very interesting. What I would like to add and really say say a little bit differently is that imagery, which is, I think, is more readily and openly and easily directed towards humans, not kissing God, but rather kissing the people you love. How do you kiss the people you love? How do you kiss the people you love? Well, besides the obvious physical kiss, is there another type of a kiss? Perhaps even more powerful, perhaps even more passionate? I would suggest this is true for the people. This challenge of closing one's lips is so true in relationships. And the closer the relationship, the more love within the relationship, the more emotions we feel, positive and negative. Anyone who observes couples and knows the world of marriage knows. And even that, there's a continuum, right? One's neighbor, you can get so, only so upset or openly negative, openly upset and be full negative expression to. Your sibling, more. But one's spouse, even more. And that itself is an important realization and something to recognize. The closer we are, the more we are vulnerable, the closer we are to a person, the more easy it is to hurt them. We're so close, and it's also the more easy it is to be hurt by them. The nastiest thing, the most loving thing that you can ever say is to your spouse. And indeed, incredibly, ironically, the nastiest thing that you can ever say, most people, most of the time, right, if and when they get to such a place of being so nasty, it's to their spouse. I would like to say, if you can keep your lips, when you're upset at someone you love, and you can purse your lips and keep them closed, right? Perhaps that's the greatest kiss you can ever give your spouse. If you really want to love your spouse, you really want to love someone you know, right? Express love to someone you know. Right, to people, someone who's close to you, seal your lips at a moment of passion. Right? In short, the biggest kiss you can give someone you love is closing your lips when you're upset at them. By pursing and closing your lips in the form of a kiss, perhaps that's the greatest kiss you can ever give them. At a moment of such passion, and this is negative passion, when you want to say something negative and hurtful, what a kiss. What a beautiful Beautiful kiss, that is. I'm reminded of the story, the beautiful story, but a fellow who came to the rabbi, and he said, "Rabbi, Rebbe, I need a blessing. I need an idea. I need an etzah. I need a segula. I often get upset at my wife, and I lash out, and causes a fight, and I really hurt her, and I regret what I say every time. And what do I do?" And the rabbi says, he thinks, because I have a segula. I'm going to make a special segula for you. And he goes into his study, into his beis medrash, and he comes out, a half hour later with a bottle of water. And he says, "Okay, this water is magic water, special Shalom Bayis water. I want you to take it with you wherever you go, and whenever you get it, feel like you're upset and angry at your wife. Here's what you need to do. When you feel like you're losing control of yourself, you're going to say something. Here's what you do. I want you to take the bottle, open it, and drink from it. But don't swallow. Don't swallow. Hold the water in your mouth for 10 minutes. For 10 minutes, hold the water in your mouth. Just stay just like that by gargling the water. Swishing the water around in your mouth for 10 minutes. That this water is blessed, this special water, that will restore your shalom bayis." And the story is so precious, right? Because one realizes that the significance of this water was simply this man was not going to be speaking at a moment of anger, at a moment of being upset. Rather, he would hold his lips closed, and in a certain sense, right, give a kiss to his wife. May we be blessed to give every type of kiss, even the regular kisses, right, to the people we love, and even the most difficult kiss of all, and that is the kiss of keeping our mouth closed when we're upset at the people we love, and that should be the greatest expression. And create the greatest success, the greatest expression of love in our relationships, and create the greatest success and successful love in our relationships. Shabbat Shalom.